When did making plans get this complicated? It's time to streamline with WhatsApp, the secure messaging app that brings the whole group together. Use polls to settle dinner plans, send event invites and pin messages so no one forgets mom's 60th, and never miss a meme or milestone, all protected with end-to-end encryption. It's time for WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone. Learn more at whatsapp.com.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. Checking off the boxes on your to-do list is a great feeling. And when it comes to checking off coverage, a State Farm agent can help you choose an option that's right for you. Whether you prefer talking in person, on the phone, or using the award-winning app, it's nice knowing you have help finding coverage that best fits your needs. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
This is The Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of The Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on Disney Plus from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show. This is The Rich Eisen Show.
Nowhere else have I seen such lions led by such lambs.
Live from The Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
To win games, you have to win the game, not lose the game.
I mean, Dolphins are a hard, hard 0-2.
Today's guests, Packers quarterback Jordan Love, three-time Super Bowl champion Mark Schlereth, actor Adam Devine, and now it's Rich Eisen.
Well, hey, everybody. Welcome to this edition of The Rich Eisen Show. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial to have a conversation with us, regardless of whether you're streaming us and with your eyes on Disney Plus or ESPN app, which is available everywhere. And that's a weird way of saying thanks for watching. It's also great to have you listening to us, whether it's terrestrial radio, the ESPN radio network, ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance, or Sirius XM Channel 80, or if you're listening to us on our podcast, all 3 hours, it's your right to listen to us whenever you want. Yet another massive audience that we're thrilled to have. Check out our Overreaction Monday podcast that's been out for almost 24 hours now. Get it by checking us out on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show, or listening to us wherever you want on your RSS feed when you get all 3 hours of this show every single day through our podcast. Guess what? Jordan Love's going to be zooming into this program from Green Bay. The quarterback of the Red Hot coming out of the gate 2-0. Green Bay Packers is going to join us in advance of his trip to Cleveland. First road game for the 2-0 Packers atop the NFC North. He'll be joining us in about 18 minutes time. Mark Schlereth of Fox Sports to unpack all of week number two. And then the very funny and talented Adam Devine in studio in hour number three. And as I mentioned, you throughout 844-204-RICH, number to dial. How are you, Christopher Brockman? How are you?
Well, Rich, I won in fantasy and I'm still alive in the guillotine, so I'm feeling good.
I can't wait to talk with you about that on the program. It was an interesting night that you had. You were sweating all night long through the doubleheaders. I'm sure many of you fantasy folks out there. Good to see you over
good
there.
To see you, man.
Overreaction Monday on a Tuesday is coming in the middle of this program. Good to see you, Mike Del Tufo. Good morning to you here on the West Coast. Good to see you, TJ Jefferson. What's going on, brother?
Chilling, man. How you guys doing?
Well, I'm doing great. Good to see you here.
Great.
And you and O'Shea Jackson Jr. are going to be in Indianapolis this weekend for a little ESPN PLE action. WrestlePalooza. Very excited about that.
We're going to drop the official announcement on the pod that's going to drop later today.
There you go. 844-204-RICH. Again, number to dial. I kind of feel like I've got to go over old ground for some here, just in case you might be new to this program. If you're streaming us on Disney Plus or the ESPN app everywhere, or you're taking us in for the first of many long times, thanks to the ESPN radio network. Two things, not to be aggressive, where you've been. Two things.
Really? I mean, come on.
Two things. The second thing is, I've got three children. Got two boys and a girl.
The love of your life.
And as you know, I have adopted many other sons who play in the National Football League.
That's true. That's
you
true.
Accuse them. You accuse me of wanting to adopt them.
Well, I mean,
I feel like you put them on your.
Should we run down
forms,
the list of so. Some of these?
Let's
people?
Run it down. Run it down.
One of them is on tomorrow's program. Jonathan Taylor.
Yep.
You know, I love him. Was very happy to get him out of the Big Ten and into the NFL, much to the chagrin of some in the AFC South.
Kyle Hamilton.
Kyle one. Hamilton.
Yes.
Yes. And you know, I love him because he's played for Notre Dame. And I have told him that I thought Rudy was offsides.
Many times, yeah.
Brock Purdy.
Brock Purdy.
Yes.
Brock Purdy. But there's an original son. His name's Baker Mayfield.
Hey, your oldest boy.
Let me tell you, he's my... The real oldest boy again is Xander,
oh,
17,
oh, right,
and Cooper is 14.
Of course, yeah.
And then there's Baker Mayfield, who is now, I guess, of all my adopted sons...
He's 30.
The most grown-ass man there is.
Yeah, right.
And we left out a few, too. You know.
Yeah, we did. But Baker Mayfield, he basically had me at hello. A couple times, just like, you know, a parent with their child, you have to sometimes
let them figure it out on their own.
Figure it out
on
their
own.
Remember, he wouldn't shake Hugh Jackson's hand in Cleveland?
Well, I think he had every right to not do that.
I understand, but there was some pushback. But, you know, obviously, when he plants a flag in the middle of the horseshoe, you've had me at hello. Okay? And I'll tell you. He is just, what he has become in the NFL is truly remarkable. We all know his journey. We all understand Cleveland decided to go with Deshaun Watson instead of him. He winds up in Carolina. They wind up cutting him. He winds up on a very short week, as in 24 hours, starting for the 3-9 Rams, who need some quarterback play of somebody who has some experience because everybody was hurt.
Yep.
He comes in, he hardly knows the playbook, and he leads a fourth quarter comeback for
crazy.
The Rams. It's really stuff of the ages, and then he's the guy. You never want to be the guy after the guy. Certainly when the guy is Tom Brady. You want to be the guy who comes after the guy. After that guy. That's where you want to be. You want to be two guys removed from the guy. If possible. And all he has done is win football games for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who have now started 2-0, five straight seasons, because Baker Mayfield in weeks 1 and 2 led fourth quarter game-winning drives with hardly any time left in Atlanta and in Houston, taking on the team that we all believe they have to beat in order to win the division, even though they didn't last year. But I think that's the way we go about things in the NFL. Winning division games on the road, that's the gateway to winning a division. And then when you're taking on a division winner on the road on Monday night after they've lost to start the season, and they're watching Danny Dimes do what he's doing in Indianapolis, you know the Houston Texans are coming for you. And Baker's essentially saying, come at me. And I can't get enough of that. How many times do you call a quarterback a football player? Because this guy plays football. And what that means is he's not a piece of fine china back there that you can't touch. As a matter of fact, if you touch him, you're only going to serve to instigate him. And all he does is just dig in and win football games in any way that he needs to. Last week, 5 plays, 63 yards in a minute 18, finding his rookie for the second time in that game, 25-yard dart to Emeka Ibuka. Left 59 seconds left. It did help that the Atlanta Falcons missed a field goal to force overtime, but the Bucs win this time around. The special teams play of the Texans overcomes the offensive issues that they had all night long protecting C.J. Stroud. They take a late lead when Nick Chubb bursts through for a 20-yard dash and 25-yard dash. I don't mean to short him. And now Baker's got to get out there. And we're all talking about that fourth down moment. Fourth and 10. Game on the line. In a drive that starts with 2 minutes and 4 seconds to go. It's fourth and 10. and the whole house is being brought by the Houston Texans, and he squirts free. And if you watch the playback, you'll even hear a very rare wow from Troy Aikman as he's watching. You know, normally Troy doesn't say anything while Joe Buck is making the call, but you'll hear Troy Aikman go, wow, because it was a wow play as he's upended by Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. A 15-yard run to move the sticks, and then he is expert in running this drill all the way down, this two-minute drill all the way down as they score on a run because they had enough timeouts. Todd Bowles was using the timeouts expertly as well. From Rashad White, touchdown, Bucks go up and win this game because there was only 6 seconds left. But that's not the play that I'm talking about. It was the one with 9:20 to go that is absolutely Baker Mayfield to a T. And I'm not talking about the dart throws that he's throwing to Mike Evans when he's blanketed. And I'm not talking about the other terrific touch throws or his ability to move out of the pocket, get first downs with his legs. It's the moment that I'm talking about. With 9:20 to go, 3rd and 10, and he runs for 16 yards and grabs his left leg after he goes down. And Joe Buck said out loud what I was saying on the couch, Baker Mayfield is hurt because he's reaching for his leg and he's leaned over, right?
I turned my head like.
And Chauncey Gardner-Johnson stands over him and starts to say something to him. And he gets straight up and gets right in, in Gardner and Chauncey's grill. Mm-hmm. And you know what I thought of? I thought of like, this is like a superhero power where he's hurt. The superhero is hurt. And you're trolling. You're... Maybe competitive spirit.
Disrespect. Your disrespect fuels him.
Feeds him. And he now becomes even more strong. To whatever he's grabbing that's hurt, he forgets about it. And he's now in Chauncey Gardner-Johnson's grill. It's like the Hulk. Don't get him angry. Because he's going to come out. That's what I thought. And then just his demeanor after the game now. It's totally different now. When he was younger, it's just like he's a bit of a punk. Yep. You know, what have you done? Now he's done a lot and deserves this sort of kudos and respect. Just watch his reaction and a little bit of the old young Baker coming out when he rolls his eyes talking about Chauncey Gardner-Johnson hit it.
Yeah, me and my buddy Chauncey in the open field. Just obviously they did a good job adding on the press. It wasn't like a all-out zero blitz, but when the back blocks, the backer and man coverage adds on. So fortunately, was able to get out of that one and get through. Just seeing green grass and fourth down, two-minute drive, trying to do anything it takes to get a chance to win.
I love it. Can't get enough of it. Now the Bucks go home at 2-0. They go home at 2-0, and all Todd Bowles has to do just – one split second. It's so out of character for him. He's so out of character for him. Just go up to Baker and go, you know, Baker, are you become what you become because the team that brought you into the league left you or got you out? Well, my first time being a head coach, the Jets let me go. You know, he's coming into town next week. That's all he's got to say. Just a little bit of that to Baker Mayfield. Look out because the Jets are coming in at 0-2. And Todd Bowles can just stick the knife in. And then the week after that, the defending world champs come in. How do you not want to sit and watch Baker versus the Eagles in week 4? Good Lord. At Seattle, home for San Francisco, then 2 at Detroit, 2 at New Orleans. I'll tell you what, man. I know a lot of people were saying the Bucs are not Super Bowl worthy, or they are Super Bowl worthy, and you got to see it to believe it. Do not sleep on them. We're all talking about, you know, Rams at the Eagles this week for good reason. We got Jordan Love coming up in 6 minutes talking about him for good reason. Got to throw the Bucks in this category. Now let's get them healthy. Let's get Tristan Wirfs back. Kalijah Kancey left the game last night. Godwin's coming back at some point. But this kid Ibuka, he's really good.
Beast.
And Irving and Rashad White are a double dip. Mm-hmm. And Baker's doing his thing, man. Baker's doing his thing. And if Hassan Reddick can get a few sacks, it's better than what the Jets got out of him. Oh, that's another thing. You want to tell? You want to get someone motivated? Although the Jets are probably motivated to bagel Hassan Reddick. Bucks are off to a really nice start, and Baker Mayfield now, just to finish up my thought, his 14th game with two or more passing touchdowns since 2024. He's tied for the most in the NFL with Lamar Jackson. And the only other Buccaneers quarterback to begin a season with two straight game-winning drives is named Doug Williams. Doug Williams. And they're running it, and they're throwing it, and Baker is getting in grills. Do not poke the bear. Do not poke it. I just loved watching. I love watching him play football.
Rich, do you know if that was Doug Williams' Super Bowl season?
1980. No. Yeah, he was definitely not on the Buccaneers when he was playing for the Super Bowl. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Let's be on time for Jordan Love. Obviously, the Los Angeles Chargers have entered the Super Bowl-worthy chat as well. We're going to hit on that game with significance as the Chargers, now just 2 weeks in, I think you could say have joined the Bills as a team that has a terrific grip on the rest of the division with a chance to take a firmer grip this very week. I'll explain what I mean by that. Overreaction Monday on a Tuesday. Mark Schlereth of Fox also coming up on this program. Adam Devine in studio. But let's take a break. When we come back, nobody playing better on a team that's been playing better than everybody else, it seems, than Jordan Love and the Green Bay Packers coming up next.
The Rich Eisen Show podcast.
What is it that makes the all-new Hyundai Palisade Hybrid an incredible SUV? Is it the spacious interior that's comfy for the whole crew? Or the capability to go off-road? Maybe it's up to 600-plus miles of range. Is it the driver behind the wheel? What if it's all of that and more? What is it then? The all-new Hyundai Palisade Hybrid. So much more than just another SUV. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. That's 562-314-4603. O'Reilly Auto Parts, and that jingle. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. They offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. I've been to O'Reilly Auto Parts over and over again, and I get exactly what I need. The parts and a friendly face. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts, they can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fixed, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. Of course, the importance of being helpful and having a friendly service face look right at you and say, we've got your back, we've got your car ready to go back on the road. It makes all the difference, doesn't it? The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto. Do it yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today, or visit us at OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's OReillyAuto.com/Eisen.
It's Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. Get up to 35% off select major appliances and save an additional $1,000 when you buy four select LG major appliances. Plus, get a free DeWalt 20-volt max 5-amp-hour battery when you buy a select DeWalt 20-volt max tool. Get the job done for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/26. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See associate or Lowe's.com for more details and qualifying items.
Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. Jordan Love is here on the Rich Eisen Show of the 2-0 Green Bay Packers. How are you? Like, what is it like walking around this building right now? Because I'm watching you guys play football and taking care of business in the manner in which you did. It makes me feel like you guys are surging already. I'm wondering what it's like in that building, Jordan.
Oh, it definitely feels great. There's a lot of just great energy in the building right now. I think everybody is very confident in the team we have. And I think anytime you start the season 2-0, obviously winning is fun. And winning brings, you know, good vibes around the building. So it's one of those things, man, we just got to keep stacking them. It's still early in the season. We've only played 2 games, but something you just got to keep building on. But it's fun to, you know, have that good energy in the building, you know, good momentum, keep building us and moving forward with.
All right, there's a few narratives in my world, in the NFL media world, I want to throw at you, and you tell me if this is accurate or not. And the first order of business is Micah Parsons being added to your team was a signal from the front office, if not the coaching staff, to say that this team is ready. What do you think about that, Jordan? Is that true?
Definitely. You know, I think bringing a player in like Micah, you know, shows the, like you said, the confidence that the front office has and what we had before. You know, I think we already had a really good team, and you bring in a player like Micah, you know, it takes that defense to another level, and it definitely takes our team, you know, to another level. So he's shown that so far, just how much he's been able to elevate. But like I said before, I think before we even brought him in, you look at the roster we had, the team we've kind of been building over the past couple of years. You know, we got a lot of talent, a lot of depth at every position. So, you know, I think it just shows the confidence the front office has in what we got. And you bring in a player like that, you know, it's going to help us win some more games. So it's definitely a win now mentality.
And I know when I talk to a team guy like yourself, talking about one of the 53 in particular might, you know, grind a gear or two. But this is different, I feel, in Micah. And I know you know the guy. When he said that I want out from Dallas, were you texting him? Were you basically saying if you want out and you can come out, like, how about over here? Jordan, were you doing that?
Man, I've been telling Micah that you know, it'd be fun to come play with the Green Bay Packers, come over here. But you know, I didn't know any of that might, you know, really come true. Obviously, you know, Micah was in some you know, contract negotiations and different things like that. So you really never know how those things are going to play out. And you know, once you start holding out, I didn't really think it was a possibility that they would trade a player like him. So. You know, obviously when it all went down, you know, I had questions as well. I saw the conspiracies and the rumors, things like that. So, you know, I tapped in with Micah a couple of times just to see, but, you know, they did a good job. They didn't really give too much away and, you know, kept the negotiations in house.
Yeah. I mean, especially not just trade him away, but trade him to the Packers. I mean, I'm looking at the quarterback of the team that eliminated the Cowboys the last time they made the playoffs. And that was just a couple of years ago. So to send him to you, and then there's a vast history between the franchises, was kind of surprising. Where were you when you heard about it? How did you hear about it?
Man, I was actually at home, and Tom Fanning texted me and sent me the tweet I think Schefter put out. And I was just like, man, I was actually watching ESPN when it went down. So I was sending a tweet, and then obviously everything started going down live. And I was just like, man, I couldn't believe it. So it was one of those crazy moments. And obviously, too, the back end of that, you know, I was wondering what happened. Like, who did we trade and what do we have to give up to get Micah? And, you know, finding out that it was Kenny, that was tough. You know, that was just as tough to hear that because, you know, Kenny's such a great player. He's been here his whole career and, you know, kind of had a pretty good legacy going here. So, you know, it's tough to see Kenny leave. But, yeah, no, I was definitely excited about the news that we're bringing Micah in.
And lastly on that, he seems chafing at the snap count that he's on right now. And yet the addition has already been significant. You can already see in the small snaps. What has he brought to that locker room and the team that's a jolt, that's a nice charge for you guys, Jordan?
Yeah, I mean, Micah Parsons, he's by far one of the most competitive people I've met in my life. And just – I think that competitive nature is what he brings. Like you said, he's itching to be able to get off that snap count and go out there and play a full game. So he's itching to just go out there and be on the field as much as possible. But just being around him, I know what type of competitor he is. He wants to win everything he does. And I think that's just a little mindset that he's bringing to the team and obviously to that room. And it's just the, like I said, it's the infectious energy. Knowing the type of player he brings and the way he plays the game, I think it's just going to keep making everybody around us better.
Another media narrative I'd like to bounce off you, Jordan Love, Green Bay Packers quarterback here on the Rich Eisen Show, is that you are as ready as ever to to win a Super Bowl. That the two seasons you've had as a starter and the two seasons you had as watching Rodgers, that you are now ready in a manner in which you might not have been over the last 2 years. Would you agree with that, Jordan?
No, for sure. I feel great. You know, obviously, I think going into year three as a starter, you know, I've learned so much and been building up and taking every rep and just learning from it and growing. And so I think this year, you know, not just me, but the team we have, the offense we got, the weapons we have around us, the O-line, you know, the running back with Josh Jacobs. So we got weapons, and I think we've all been building this thing together and, you know, learning about each other, learning how we can evolve as an offense. So, you know, I've been saying it, the sky's the limit, but it always comes down to going out there and performing on Sundays. And I think, you know, the way we started the season on offense, we've been doing a great job. And I think there's still the fun part about it is there's still plays that we haven't hit on, some really big explosive plays that, you know, once we start hitting those, you know, we're going to take off, be running. So I'm excited. I feel good. I feel confident. And I got a lot of playmakers around me. So we got to keep going out there and making it happen on Sundays.
Well, in that regard, another narrative is that you guys are, despite having Josh Jacobs and the number of times in which he scored a touchdown, rushing touchdowns, now 11 straight games that he has scored a rushing touchdown, you're pushing the ball down the field more. There's some, you know, next gen stats that can support that. Is that true? Are you pushing the ball down more, the field more than you have, Jordan?
I don't know about more. I feel like, you know, since I've been here, our offense is always, we've always taken shots, and we've always been an offense that tries to push the ball down the field. But, you know, I think last year we leaned on that run game. You know, we brought Josh Jacobs in, and he was doing such a great job, and we were killing it running the ball where, you know, we might not have been taking as many shots. But, you know, like I said before, the weapons we got, I think Matt has a lot of trust and confidence in the receivers and in me to, you know, he's going to dial up a couple more shots and obviously, you know, give us those opportunities. But it comes down to just, you know, seeing if we get the right coverage, the right looks, the receivers go out there and win on their routes and just being smart with the ball. But I've always said I'm an aggressive quarterback. You know, I love trying to push the ball down the field and just put that pressure on the defense to make them stop us. So, you know, I'm always have that mindset, but you know, I think it just depends on, you know, the defense we're playing, the coverages we're getting, and those opportunities to take those shots.
Speaking of taking shots, Jordan Love, 3rd and 9, first quarter, first drive of the game on Thursday Night Football. You run for the first down and then lower your throwing shoulder right into Trey Amos and knocked him over. That's good. I mean, and it got you the angry run scepter, but that's not the trophy you want to be lifting by the end of the season. Anybody talk to you about sliding, not taking shots like that? Jordan Love, anything?
Man, I think anytime as a quarterback you take off a run and don't slide, you know, you're going to hear from the, you know, the coaches, the GM, everybody in the building is going to tell you, you know, they don't want to slide. But I mean, given the situation, like you said, 3rd and 9, you know, we haven't scored yet. We're trying to find a way to put up points. You know, I think everybody was happy that I put that shoulder down and we didn't just settle, you know, for a 4th down or a field goal or whatever, that, you know, sometimes you got to go make that play, put your shoulder down, and, you know, it probably won't be happening many more times, but given the situation, you got to do what you got to do. So you know, I'll take the Angry Runs trophy, but you said, it's not the trophy we want in the long run.
Yeah, I mean, again, I love Kyle Brandt, but the trophy, you know, all you got to do is look at the statue outside your building to know who that trophy is named after. You know what I mean? Like, you walk past it. Yep. Like, this is what it's all about in Titletown. And then the other narrative is that, you know, everybody who's played quarterback for the Green Bay Packers and when they've turned 27 has won it all. I assume you've heard that nugget about quarterbacks who play for the Packers at age 27, Jordan?
Yeah, I've definitely seen that stuff. And the stats are pretty crazy. And obviously, you know, we got a lot of work to put in to get there. But, you know, if that was something to happen, you know, it'd be a very crazy stat to be able to fall in the line of, like I said, those great quarterbacks who've been here. And it's a wild stat that they're all 27 when they won and I'm turning 27. But, you know, there's going to be a lot of work to get there. So it's a long season.
Yeah, star Favre and the guy you have succeeded there in Rodgers all won championships at age 27 in Green Bay. Do you talk openly about the Super Bowl? Does Matt LaFleur say it? Do you talk about it? Everybody walk around? I know you got Cleveland. You got to take it week to week, et cetera, so forth. But is it openly discussed about how well you've started and that this could be it, Jordan?
I don't even think it's about how well we started. I think, you know, our mindset coming to the season, when we get here for OTAs, when we get back for training camp, you know, we always, in our team meeting room, we have the, you know, the trophies that we've won in the past, and then we have a empty trophy spot that we're trying to fill and win that Super Bowl trophy. So that's always the message that we start the season with is what do we got to do to fill that void? What do we have to do to get over that hump of losing in the playoffs the past couple of years? And how do we take it to the next level? So that's always a mindset that we start the season off. But, you know, there's so many things that come before that. And I think the NFC North is just getting back to taking the NFC North back and winning that division is going to help, you know, set us up. And then obviously you get to playoffs, things like that. You got to go out there and win every week. So there's a lot of steps that take before you get there. But no, we've definitely talked about trying to bring that title back here to Lambeau and back to Title Town.
That's
always the mindset.
Have you spoken to Rodgers lately? Texted anything lately or not so much? Because again, that's going to be a conversation down the road in about a month and a half. And I don't know if I'm going to get a chance to chat with you again between now and then. So I'll just throw that your direction here in week 2 to 3, Jordan.
Yeah, no, me and A-Rod, we chatted, you know, a little bit before the season. I can't remember when it was, mm-hmm. but, you know, just saying good luck to each other and letting each other know. I definitely want to get that jersey after we play the Steelers. So, you know, I'm excited to go up against him. Haven't got to play against him, you know, since we were here together. But, man, I love A-Rod. Got a lot of respect and love for him. And, you know, I'm always excited to watch him when he's on the field. And I can't wait to go against him. It's going to be fun.
All right. And you got a game in Cleveland this week. I assume you've circled a certain Grim Reaper in the meeting room, correct?
Oh, for sure. For sure. No, like you said, Myles Garrett, man, that's every week, you know, there's a couple guys that, you know, can ruin a game and wreck shop for an offense. And he's definitely one of those guys. So, you know, he's a phenomenal player and someone that you always got to know where he's at on the field every time he's on the out there because he's a game changer. So you got to know where he's at. We got to have a great plan to be able to stop him. But yeah, man, just got a lot of respect for him.
Yeah. And I guess, you know, I don't know who you might from your world have at the game. Have you and with your game being as good as it is right now, and playing as well as you have, and what you've done in your 2 years as a starter, do you get better tickets than that time in Arrowhead for people in your family where they were basically putting them in where the Kansas City Royals play? Jordan,
man.
Have we improved on that?
Yeah, we got better tickets for sure. Okay. You know, that was a tough start to the season. Obviously, you know, my first start.
And yeah, no, I got it.
Not only lose my first start, but also, you know, got to hear about the ticket situation. So we've learned from that.
Wait a minute, are you taking blame for that? Is that on you? That can't be on you.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when we get away games, things like that, you know, our tickets, you know, we don't get to choose those tickets. Those right. are from the other teams, right. and, you know, they're usually not the best. So, you know, I've learned from that. You know, we buy our own tickets for away games and okay. things like that. But, you know, you gotta go through it and grow, learn and grow with everything you do.
Yeah, you didn't know you had to have your head on a swivel for that one, but the swivel is looking up, you know what I mean? Like that was...
Yeah. They did us dirty with zooming out of the camera and things like that. You know, they knew what they were doing.
Yeah, but you're Jordan Love now. Then you were just, you know, Jordan Love getting your way in the league. You know what I mean? Like, you're Jordan Love now, man. Like, you know what I mean?
We get better tickets now.
Okay, good to know. Just need to know. You know, because the Steelers might put you where the Pirates are. You know what I mean? Like,
they might put us outside.
That's what I'm saying. You know, I might put you down the street. All right, well, say hi to everybody there for me in Green Bay, including your coach. Who, you know, just let him know I'm always looking out for him and staying hydrated, because this is what I saw when I came off the plane for the draft. You know, that I didn't know your first round pick was going to be hydration. He tipped his pick for that draft, man. Turned out to be Matthew Goldman, who's probably got some drip of his own. But I'm just say, do you see him drinking a lot, or is that just a sign? At the airport,
he stays hydrated for sure.
Okay,
that's
good.
A great ad right there. I got to tell him about that one.
Oh, you haven't seen it? You haven't seen
I have
it?
Not seen that one.
Oh, yeah. Because I. So listen, you might have the only coach in the league who doesn't cramp. You know what I mean? He's not he's not cramping in the middle of the fourth quarter.
So I'm glad he's promoting the right stuff. Right
oh
there.
Yes, it's healthy. It's healthy. Take care of yourself, Jordan Love. Good luck. Thanks for the time here. Always enjoy watching you play, and that has nothing to do with the fact that I have you in one of my fantasy leagues. So thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you guys. Y'all take care.
That's Jordan Love, everybody. Right here, getting set to go to Cleveland and put his family or his friends right in the front row. Right at the front row.
Failed to mention that I took the Packers to win the Super Bowl. I mean, that would have been nice, too.
That's all right.
You mean that we picked the Packers? You and I both?
I have them to win.
Okay. Oh, well, I am going there.
You know, right. Just saying.
I think he heard that just before he got up out of the chair.
That's why I brought it up.
Okay. They're so good, man.
They're so good.
Yeah.
Oh, they're so good.
That's why I picked them to go.
I mean, I have my power rankings tomorrow.
Power.
But you've got to look. I mean, a handful of teams through 2 weeks that have looked the best, all phases. Green Bay, Philadelphia.
Chargers.
Absolutely the Chargers. The Bucs, although, you know, that third phase special teams almost cost them on Monday night. But they just look, they're 2-0 and looking good. Rams, you know how I feel about them.
Yeah.
Bills, my gosh. I mean, the Ravens, you could kind of throw in there because they destroyed Cleveland in the second half of a game after blowing that first game. I don't know. We'll get my power rankings ready later on tomorrow, but
you
start walking through teams that looked super in the first 2 weeks. And I use that superlative purposefully.
Super.
You put the Colts in there, too? You want to put the Colts in there? You just can't do it.
I think the Colts have to be in the top 10 this week.
Oh, I'm not just saying that. I'm talking about Super Bowl ascending.
No, two games does not make you a contender.
But the other ones that I mentioned are valid, right? Because they were going into the season and then have kind of cemented the validation.
Yeah, validated after the first 2 weeks.
Sure.
Genius.
Sure.
All right, we take a break. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Phone calls, and we'll talk about the other Monday Night Football game, the last game of week number two. Mark Schlereth and Overreaction Monday on a Tuesday right around the corner.
The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.
The Jack Welch Management Institute at Strayer University helps you go from I know the way to I've arrived with our top 10 ranked online MBA. Gain skills you can learn today and apply tomorrow. Get ready to go from make it happen to made it happen and keep striving. Visit strayer.edu/Jack Welch MBA to learn more. Strayer University is certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV and has many campuses, including at 2121 15th Street North in Arlington, Virginia.
Imagine fast hydration combined with balanced energy, perfectly flavored with zero artificial sweeteners. Introducing Liquid IV's new Energy Multiplier Sugar-Free. Unlike other energy drinks, you know, the ones that make you feel like you're glitching, it's made with natural caffeine and electrolytes. So you get the boost without the burnout. Liquid IV's new Energy Multiplier Sugar-Free Hydrating Energy. Tap the banner to learn more.
Back on the Rich Eisen Show, one big happy simulcast, TV and the radio. ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. They offer auto, home, and commercial auto insurance, plus a variety of business insurance options. Visit progressive.com today. Let's go to, where should we go here? Let's go to AJ in San Antonio. What's up, AJ?
Howdy, y'all.
Howdy, AJ.
Howdy to you.
Oh, howdy to you.
Howdy, partner.
What's going on?
Not much. Just here at the mall with my little dude. Just wanted to say thank you. A couple weeks ago, you gave a birthday shout-out to Angelo and created some healthy dialogue within the house about whether it should be a Dallas household or a Houston household. And I just want to jump right off the bat, man. Is it time to panic in Houston, or should I just pump the brakes a little bit?
Couple of things here.
Wait a second.
Hold on a second. Couple things here. Are you keeping an eye on your child while calling into the Rich Eisen Show in the mall?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, he's in the high chair. I'm feeding him a little chicken nugget.
Hey. So let me just get the picture here. You're in a mall. Your child is in a high chair. You're feeding your child. But you're also feeding the Rich Eisen Show at the same time.
Let's go.
I sure am. Okay. I hope so.
Okay, guys.
Well, Rich, my quick question is, I guess AJ, you made the decision to not be a Cowboys fan anymore? That's what it came to?
Man, if I'm being honest, and I'm glad you're chiming in here, TJ, just because, I mean, I want to talk to you directly.
Let's do this.
It's not a Cowboys thing so much. I mean, it's my support is for the state, man. It's Dallas, Houston, from Amarillo to Brownsville, you know what I mean?
Okay.
It's all about Texas and everything, but I just don't like this owner. I don't like the GM. That's what it boils down to.
So let me answer let me answer your question, AJ.
I've been alive as long as they've been, you know, in the Super Bowl window, so
let me answer. I have to answer his question because just the dad in me is getting anxious that his child is now not being fed. or is thirsty. So I can get you back to focusing on the task at hand here.
Are you good? No, he's munching on a fry right now.
Okay, good to know. Good to know. Hopefully hopefully we really are at the solid food stage. Okay, so here's the deal, AJ. The Texans should be concerned. Panic is a four-letter word in the NFL.
Right.
So I'm not going to sit here and say panic, but all the concerns I had about trading away Laremy Tunsil and putting a rookie in that spot, so far haven't really been convinced that was the right move. Now, obviously, Tunsil being gone and they can now use that money to do other things. I'm not fully aware of their salary cap down the road and what they need to do and how they're going to actually fill the spot, you know, down the road if they need to. But last night, Stroud was running for his life again. And once again, when you see the numbers of this game and you take a look at Stroud under pressure and Stroud not under pressure, he was 10 for 16 with no pressure with a passer rating of 122 and then was under pressure 3 for 8 with a passer rating lower than 47. So last year it was just like rush Stroud, make him play fast, and you're going to win more than not. Here we are again. And thanks for the call, AJ. Go back to your son full time, and I appreciate
that. Take care,
I love that he's thinking of us, saying, you know what, I got to call in Rich's show while I'm feeding my son at a mall.
That's pretty cool.
I kind of dig that.
Yeah, man.
But again, the best dad ever in me is like, dude, feed your kid.
Listen.
But
it's right in front of him.
No, I can say that over and over again and wonder, you know, where is Joe Mixon? I'm not hearing good things about his foot, by the way.
Yeah.
That this is not one of those, you know, oh, he'll be back right away in 4 weeks type of IRing. So, you know, it was interesting to watch Nick Chubb pop through for 25 yards. But before that, they had nothing going on with their run game. I mean, I lost track of the number of times Troy Aikman rightfully pointed that fact out, mm-hmm. how Mayfield was being supported by a great two-headed monster in Irving and White. And, you know, Stroud was not. I could sit here and say the run game hasn't shown up yet and it's concerning. And the thing that absolutely is concerning is that Stroud is not being protected again. And that if you throw the kitchen sink at him, he will be less than as a quarterback. Mm-hmm. That has not allowed me to, you know, I can't let that rest. That said, same thing last year. They made it to the Final Four. Yada, yada, yada. They won the division. Except this year, the Colts are playing much better than they did last year. And they have a quarterback this year who's got them believing as opposed to last year. That quarterback had them wondering. And the Jaguars appear to be improved as well. So the division appears to be tougher. And for them to be two games back now, and they're going into Jacksonville. You think Jacksonville doesn't want to land a body blow of significance on them? And the same thing with the Titans. Do you think the Titans wouldn't love to go into the spot where they once belonged and put that pelt on their wall with Cam Ward? You bet they do before they visit Baltimore and then a bye and then a visit to Seattle. This is not easy. And starting 0-2, not great.
Not great.
No.
But I can't sit here and say panic. They could win this game at Jacksonville and be above Jacksonville in the standings. 1-2 with a division win in their pocket on the road and feeling good about themselves before they go home to Tennessee, who they should beat, and go back to 500. So there's a pathway here and a good one that leaves them 2-0 in division on top of it. At least for the Texans, they're 0-0 in conference. The two losses were to NFC teams. So not great, but not panicking. It's my opinion on the Houston Texans. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial here as well. Let's go to Jason in Phoenix, Arizona. What's up, Jason?
He's up.
You there, Jason? I put Jason back on hold.
Hold.
Patrick in Atlanta.
Patrick. Stand by. That's two.
That's line two. Line two, everybody. What's up, Patrick? You there?
Hi, Rich. How are you doing today?
I'm well. Your thoughts, sir?
And Chris and TJ.
What up, man?
What's up, brother? Say hi to Mike. Oh. He's the one who could cut you off with that finger. Be careful. Respect the finger.
I have noticed a lot of parallels between the current Eagles team the last few years and the 1970s Steelers.
Okay.
First, hiring a coach, not quite 40 when they're hired, unheralded.
Mm-hmm.
Fans not happy at first. From the Colts.
Okay. How about this one? How about this one? Just I don't mean to interrupt, but how about having a Penn State running back? Does that work?
Yes.
You're going with that one?
Getting there.
You going with that one?
Terry Bradshaw, drafted 1970.
Okay.
Jalen Hurts, 2020.
Okay. So
win the Super Bowl, their fifth season.
Okay.
Cool.
All right. Okay.
They have a Hall of Fame talent at defensive tackle.
Let's not put Jalen Carter in Canton just yet. They both play in Pennsylvania. What else we got, guys?
Yes,
what else we got? What else we got? Does that mean Jalen Hurts is going to start playing Branson, Missouri after he's retired as well?
I'm just saying that they're great defenses.
Okay. All right.
There's great Penn State running back.
Okay. All right.
They're going to win.
Okay.
Not necessarily in the prettiest way.
All right. Yeah, that's true. Okay. That's all right. True.
They're going to, the defensive lines are going to figure it out.
Okay. All right. And the I guess the tush push is as far away as anything immaculate that you can ever see. Although their success rate is immaculate. Patrick, I'll allow it. I'll allow it. Thank you for the call. That's Patrick in Atlanta. I mean, he was committed to the bit, man.
Mm-hmm. He was. I liked
it. Do you think he wrote some of this stuff down?
Yeah.
Okay.
You got to do a little research.
Rich, you missed one. They're both East Coast teams, according to TJ.
Hey.
I mean, look at him. But that was obvious.
Philadelphia is an East Coast team.
That was obvious. I didn't need to mention it.
Not an East Coast team. Okay. I mean, it's a little lofty to put them up with the Steelers.
They
got a few more they got to win to put in the case.
Yeah.
You know, but right now, so they should just chew on bark. You're freaking hour two coming up.
The Rich Eisen Show Podcast.